Calls have doubled and emails have quadrupled to the people who run GET, the name for the state's prepaid college savings plan. That's because last week the plan announced that families can pull their money out without paying a penalty. And now the question is how many families will actually take their money and leave. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
Families will be tempted if they don't think they're getting value for their money, especially if they invested in the last 4 years. Paying high prices for units in the plan made sense when tuitions in the state were on the rise. But then the state slashed them, which is not great if you've been paying in advance at way higher prices. Betty Lochner is director of the program. She says it might lose families that bought a lot of units in the last 4 years if
their children are going to school within the next 4 to 8 years. That's the group of people that are making decisions about whether they should move out of this program.
A fifth of the accounts in the GET program were started in the last 4 years, but more accounts than that are in play. That's because even people who bought units in 2008 still don't have much to show for their investment. A family that started to contribute back then is only 0.7% ahead today. Compare that to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up more than 200% since the crash that year. Lochner says the math still makes sense for many people because over time,
tuition is going to go up more than it is.
Refunds are expected to take weeks, so it will be some time before we know how much money we'll leave the Washington GET. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.